You are listening to episode 70 of the FitsPro podcast, and today we are diving pretty deep into pivoting, what pivoting means and looks like in life, at the gym, in business, and when do we know when it's a good time to pivot, right? What are some indicators that can help us feel a little more confident in making the decision to pivot? And I will take you through some specific examples from my own life in a few different areas. So without further ado, let's dive into pivoting.
The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, AKA not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro.
All right, before we actually get into today's topic, I have to tell you about the situation that led up to recording this podcast. So I had a little minor heart attack because when I went to record the first version of this podcast, I knocked my coffee all over my laptop, on the speakers, in the ports, all of the things, and I about had a little heart attack, like I said. So we got that cleaned up. And I went to listen back and I thought my speakers weren't working, obviously, but it turns out that I just didn't have my headphone jack plugged all the way in. So details, and I just need you to understand where we are coming from today in the recording of this podcast. So that was the context before hopping on the mic for round two. Hopefully everything is fine, everything is functioning currently, and I'm just going to cross my fingers and pray to the baby Jesus in heaven that everything's going to be fine. Now let's actually get into the podcast. I just felt the need to share that with you. Remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month as well, and both of those will be in the show notes every week, and well, weekly for the weekly listener of the week. And then the monthly one will be posted at the end of each month. So you can subscribe to Annie's weekly wrap at anniemiller.co/news. And again, that has podcast listener discounts, my weekly favorites from Instagram, brands that I love, all of the things, as well as the podcast listener of the week and listener of the month. On to pivoting. You are not on a one-way road for the eternity of your life with no roadblocks or change of direction. We should all know that that is part of life, right? Change of direction, pivoting. It's something that happens. You will at some point in business, in life, or in training need to pivot. And while pivoting in, a sport sense on a soccer pitch or a basketball court is a quick and often explosive event, it doesn't have to be that way in other areas of life, not always anyway. And I want to discuss when to pivot, what might indicate that you need to pivot, how you might pivot successfully, and the power that lies within that change of direction. Because I do think that there is power in change, and I think there are smoother ways to do that, within your control than others. So you can pivot in any area of life. Deciding to make a baby is a definite pivot in your life. Starting a new program or a new job is a pivot. A pivot, like I said, a change of direction. That's all it is. In business, this could be a small decision like combining two Instagram accounts, or huge, like changing your business name and offering a completely new type of service. Those are both examples of pivots. One is very small but can feel very large, and the other is obviously large. This was my case in 2018 when I renamed my business of 3.5 years. And in 2019, when I started coaching business in addition to fitness. These were big pivotal moves, and they had immense power in my business moving forward. They were also terrifying. My friend Steph Godreau, when she changed the name of her podcast, that was a huge deal. When she rebranded, that was a huge deal. This happens in business, and pivots are scary, and they are big, and they feel big, and they feel terrifying, which is something that often happens a along with change. So let's kind of dig into what might happen before the pivot. What might lead you to thinking that you need a change of direction, whether that's with the current coach you're working with in, you know, physical training and fitness, or with a friendship that you have in life, with a job position that you have in life, with your own career as a business owner. Ideally, we don't pivot via having to, right? Via it being forced upon us. That's not always ideal, but you can still glean a lot from that as well. So outside of it being forced upon you, something happening in life or business that forces a pivotal event or a choice in your life, often we just feel off or unsatisfied. Perhaps out of alignment, if you want to use that buzzword, it's real. We can also experience some sort of inspiration. You go to an event or have a conversation with someone and you realize that you need to take a new course of action in whatever area of life we're talking about. So you either experience resistance in an area or a tugging or an inspiration on the other end of the spectrum. Because I've experienced this mostly in business, that's what I will tend to discuss, but feel free to relate this to any area of your life because it truly does apply. If you're unsatisfied and experiencing a level of resistance, you've got to look at why. Where is that resistance coming from? Maybe you need to keep grinding, but maybe it's time to pivot. Right? We do have these options. We always have options. I say that about the grind because if we pivoted every time we felt resistance, we wouldn't complete anything ever. It's the same. We don't make decisions based on a level of motivation, right? And we don't make all of our decisions based on the first feeling of resistance that we have in an area of life. You could be feeling resistance and need a day of rest or a brain dump or just some journaling and then get back to work. It could be that simple. Not every sense of resistance means that we should pivot and make some huge change in our life. I have another episode all about how to get out of a slump as well, so you can check that out, and it will be linked in the show notes. Hopefully I remember to do that for you. We're talking about pivoting, not getting past a lack of motivation. I want to make that distinction very clear, but we still need to know where the resistance is coming from in order to determine where your new direction will be. You don't have to have all the answers, but we're in one place and we want to be going to a different place. That's where I think either the lack of satisfaction or alignment comes in. When I transitioned from 7 years of in-person training to online, that was a huge and terrifying pivot. I'd been building my online platform for years. On the side, it was a side hustle, but it was becoming more dependable for sure. But I was still dependent on the security of in-person training. That decision to cut off the in-person and go all in online was both unknown and so incredibly needed. I loved my in-person clients, and I try to make that super clear that it had nothing to do with the people I was training in person. They were great. They were certainly not a problem or the problem. I simply knew I had more to offer and I had reached my ceiling with in-person. I was feeling resistance for a long time as well. This was a sustained thing. This was not a, you know, for 1 month I felt some resistance and decided to drop all in-person and go online. That is not the scenario that we are talking about here. And I think context is important. I remember being in the gym, just thinking about everything else that I could be doing online, how many more people I could be helping, what type of content I could be creating, the freedom that I would have just in my day online. You know, I'm an introvert. I prefer to wake up to no alarm. Like, there are a lot of things about the online space that were appealing to me and had been for 5 years or so. My clients didn't need me in person, if we're being honest. And I knew that. That left me resenting my job, not resenting the clients, but feeling like I was selling myself short and holding myself back. I was being my own ceiling by not taking the leap fully online. I found myself thinking, if I could just use those hours that I spend with in-person clients to build my online business. Like, that was a thought that I had all the time. And again, that's not having anything to do with my in-person clients. It's just that that's an example of that tugging and that lack of satisfaction that I was talking about with needing to pivot. That is when we knew we need to pivot. When a long sustained resistance and not coming from like a negative space, you're not running from something. It's that you're being pulled in another positive or possibly positive direction. If you're constantly thinking about doing the other thing, whatever that is for you, again, this could be a relationship, this could be, you know, something having to do with your parenting style. Like, this literally applies to so many areas of life. When you're doing the current thing and you are constantly thinking about the other thing, you need to pivot like yesterday. This is the type of resistance that I'm talking about, and it's long sustained. Again, not 1 month you feel dissatisfied with something and so you make a jump into, you know, an irrational, impulsive decision. That's not what we're talking about. Nate actually experienced this when he brought up the possibility of us traveling the world. So again, another example outside of a business decision. If you don't know how that all came about, us traveling the world, here is the, you know, SparkNotes version of that. So Nate used to work for a high-end hippie-ish grocery store, and he was quickly moving up in that company, quicker than most people. In mid to late 2017, he was one step below assistant store manager. So naturally, he began to weigh his options, and he saw that he'd be doing a lot more work, held responsible for a lot more things, tasks, which is fine, but the compensation just did not line up. The compensation for his time, the compensation for the added stress, all of these things. So then what? Does he move up and take the minute pay raise for the increase in responsibility and possible commute time? Does he stay put and cap out at his current position and not move up? Does he look for a new job? He had kind of endless options. At the same time, my online business was growing and becoming more sustainable and dependable. This is 2017. That's the general situation that we were dealing with. We are making enough money. We don't need more, and certainly don't need more at the expense of Nate's quality of life or our time together. That was our perspective. So I'm sitting on the couch in our living room working on my business one day, and Nate comes in walking down the hallway and says, "What if we just traveled the world for a year?" To which I responded with, "Well, I'd have to make a little bit more, but let's do it. I've always wanted to travel, always, always, always. I never wanted to have a life restricted to where I couldn't travel if I wanted to." Mind you, we had not done a lot of traveling at this point, but I was absolutely down for that. I wrote it in my planner on that day. So then, of course, I asked him where that came from and how we might go about doing that, because you give me something and I'm going to create tasks and a plan to make it happen. This is how I function. Nate dreams, I come up with how it's going to happen. Less than a year later, we were off traveling the world with me going all in on my online business. I was the breadwinner that was funding these world travels. If that is not a pivot, I don't know what is, fam. I do not know what is. We went from both of us working full time with me having my side hustle to him not working at all, me going all in online and quitting in-person coaching, quitting coaching competitive cheerleading, and us going from living in the same town our entire lives to traveling the world. Scary? Yes, absolutely. Satisfying? I can't even put into words how satisfying it was to do that and what you learn about yourself in the process of doing scary things and pivoting and making big pivots. When you're out of alignment with what you really want to be doing, it is not a good feeling. It's like a throbbing pain that just doesn't stop. And if you've ever, you know, had that as far as the pivot goes, not the throbbing, I think we've all felt throbbing to some extent. But if you've ever felt that pull and lack of satisfaction and that tugging in a different direction and the need to pivot, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Once you make the move, it's like a sense of relief. That is the best way that I can describe it from my experience anyway, from my personal experience. I believe we have these sensations for a reason. We feel a dissatisfaction or a tugging in a different direction. When that is prolonged or constant, I think we at least need to give that space and dig a little deeper and unpack whatever that is a bit. And I hope that makes sense. I hope that seems, you know, rational. We have to, of course, discuss the tactical piece of all of this as well, because I'm not for just pivoting on a whim with no logic behind it. Again, you know, some people do just sink or swim and it works out. That's just not how I function. So that is not how I present this or process this. And like I said, that might actually work for some, but that's not my game. So like I said, pivoting can be a huge decision, but rarely happens completely overnight. Remember in the beginning of this, I talked about pivoting in sports, soccer or basketball. It's quick, it's explosive. That is often not how it happens in life. There is a strategy and a transition that takes place. There's a lot of moving pieces when we want to pivot, especially if it is something to do with relationships and or a job, career, whatever it might be. In going from in-person to online and planning to travel the world, there was so much planning that took place there. And I'm sure I've covered this in other podcasts. Things needed to be prepared and put into place for both of us and both things to happen. Yes, they were big, pivotal moves in our life, but that happened over months. It was a prolonged process. I would argue the big pivot feelings happen at the beginning, when you take your first step towards the pivot, and then when the pivot actually happens, the day that you rebrand or get on the plane or start a new job or actually have the baby or move into your first house. Like when you decide you're going to buy a house, that's the big feeling, right? That's a big pivot feeling. Oh my gosh, it's happening. And then the day that you actually get the keys and move in. Those are the two big pivoty feelings, I would argue. Everything else is the transition and the process between those two points. But the first and last actions are the pivoty feeling moments. And like I said, if you have experienced a big pivot in your life, I'm sure that you can attest to that in some way. I say that all to just make clear that the pivot starts with the decision to say yes. I'm changing direction. This will be my new path. This is my new norm, and I'm going to start taking action accordingly. And then there's often a lot of things that happen before we're on the new path, until you take the turn and pivot for real, until the pivot actually happens and we have a new norm of some kind. When you have clarity, whether through resistance or an inspiring event, it makes pivoting a must, right? The resistance just gets too real. The tugging gets too real, and it feels good to be in alignment, to say yes to the pivot, the new direction. There's that sense of peace and relief that I was talking about. I said I'd never coach business because I loathed the way I was targeted and almost preyed on by coaches who coach fitness coaches. But man, when I felt that I had a better way and could fill a gap in the industry, there was no option for me. I had to do it. You know, when your gut is like, hi, me again, you need to do this, even though it's unknown and super scary, let's go. And it just keeps repeating itself to you. You can't stop thinking about it. That's what it was like for me. And again, that happened over a long period of time. That decision was not an overnight, like, oh, I'm just going to start coaching business now. I had literally told the following that I was never going to do that. It was a huge decision to say, yes, I am actually going to do that, and this is why. And I think that's where the power of pivoting comes in. When you're pivoting in alignment, magical things happen. You're fulfilling that tug rather than resisting it. You're giving it space. You're allowing that curiosity to, you know, tell you whether that pivot is a good decision or not. You're riding the wave instead of fighting it. And that feels really freaking good. Way better than you felt before the pivot, I would argue. It's scary, but it's liberating. So you will get out of your comfort zone by default and learn to trust your intuition when you pivot. Pivoting means change. Change is scary. And even if it is with clarity and alignment, it's still new. It's still unknown. There is still going to be fear there. That's natural. But that means possibility for you to get better, for you to grow, and for you to gain experience, which is so much better than staying stuck in the same situation you're in right now. That's it. Expect to be scared when you're pivoting. If you feel that resistance or that dissatisfaction or serious level of inspiration, and it is prolonged and rather constant, go for it. Just start by saying yes. Entertain that yes. I'm doing this. And then start walking in that direction and see what happens. If you loved today's episode of the FitsPro podcast, or you find value here, I would much appreciate it if you head over to iTunes and leave the show 5 pretty stars and a written review. It is seriously more appreciated than you know. Remember that I choose a reviewer of the week and then also choose a reviewer of the month from the reviewers of the week, and that person will get a non-program or non-membership program of mine for 50% off any program you want. And also a free goodie from Frey Skincare. Do not forget that you can always use my code FDBA to save at least 15% on Frey products. I love them all. The body products, the face products, all the things. I am like praying to the skincare gods that they come up with some sort of lip balm, because that would just complete my life. If you are not on my main mailing list, please make sure that you are, because that is where the podcast listener discounts are, at the bottom of every weekly wrap email. And that is also where I announce the listener of the week and the listener of the month. Until next time, I'm Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.